A Texas school district is refusing to hand over the Robin Hood recapture money to the state. It's the last day of August, Thursday, August 31st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. It seems no one wants to go along with Joe Biden's proposed wind farm off the Texas coast. We'll explain why that might be coming up, but first. Two coaches in the scandal-plagued Prosper Independent School District have been charged with failing to report a student's claim that a fellow female athlete sexually assaulted three teammates at sleepovers during the summer. Prosper High School's head softball coach and assistant softball coach were both arrested and charged with failure to report child abuse. Reportedly, the student told police that she and her mother met with the coaches on August 7th, 2 days before school started, and told them that three athletes had been sexually abused and raped by another player. The coaches allegedly dismissed the report because the accused attacker was a good player and they didn't want to lose her. Educators are required by state law to report any suspected child abuse to authorities within 48 hours, even if the suspected abuser is also a minor. After the Austin Independent School District bused students and staff to the city's LGBT political activism parade earlier this month, the Texas Public Policy Foundation discovered the district spent more than $8,000 on the event. Meanwhile, data from the Texas Education Agency shows that half of Austin ISD students perform below grade level across all subjects. Trustees in the Spring Branch Independent School District have voted unanimously to stop sending Robin Hood recapture payments to the state, effective immediately. The Robin Hood Plan is a nickname given to school finance legislation enacted back in 1993. It involves local property taxes that are taken or recaptured from property-wealthy school districts and sent to the state. Those funds are then redistributed to less wealthy districts across Texas. The Republican Party of Texas has called for abolishing the program. According to a Spring Branch ISD associate superintendent, the district has sent more than $200 million to the state since 2020. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are Democrats stealing the Texas House? Texas Scorecard's new documentary, The Texas Heist, is out now. Follow along with Michael Quinn Sullivan as he visits with Texans who all say the same thing. Democrats run the show in the Texas House. Watch The Texas Heist now on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, or go to texasscorecard.com.
A proposed wind farm off the coast of Galveston may be dead in the water after not a single company bid to take on the project. The Biden administration's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management tried to auction off three proposed wind farm leases on Tuesday, one in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and the other two that are 24 miles offshore from Galveston. While a bidder was secured for the Lake Charles location, no companies took a chance on the Galveston leases. Both of these initiatives are part of the Biden administration's recent push to shift U.S. energy reliance away from oil and natural gas. Last year, Biden said a goal to produce 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2030, which the administration claims could power 10 million homes. That's 7% of the total number of U.S. homes. Texas lawmakers and the state's land commissioner have vowed to fight the project, no doubt making it unattractive for would-be bidders. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Emily Medeiros, Sydney Henry, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.